Welcome back to another episode of Inside Rock. This week, we're going to be talking about artists that have died too young. We're going to call it Gone Too Soon.
Gone Too Soon, like the 27 Club?
27 Club's be a part of it, for sure. It's an elite club. I'm sure they'd rather not be a member, but...
Yeah. Now, before we get into this,
yes,
we do have some corrections to make from our last podcast. We made a few goofs.
What? Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I'm listening to...
Actually, Chaw made all the goofs. We just got to mop up after him.
Yeah, okay.
So kissed my ass.
So I'm out back having a cool one. This is a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
And I called you up. I said, what the hell, man?
What were we thinking?
So on the previous episode, that was called Movie Soundtracks, right? Our favorite movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
We talked about, which one was it? Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, killer soundtrack, 10cc, You're Not in Love. The first song that you hear is You're Not in Love. And they jumped all over me, you guys. You guys said, no, it's
Redbone,
Come and Get Your Love. Yeah, and you explained the scene. And I'm going, it's not the way I remember it. So
well,
I
forgot about the hospital scene.
Well, that's how it opens, and it opens up with he's sitting in the corridor at the hospital. His mother's dying, and he's listening on his cassette player, and he's listening to "You're Not in Love." That's the first song you hear.
10cc. Yeah.
So I just want to say, boom.
Yeah, you were correct.
Thank you. Now here's where I wasn't correct.
Now wait a minute. Now I did all these things you're talking about.
Yes,
I made corrections in the show notes.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't fix the podcast because
it's too late.
It's the way it is.
It's the way it is.
We are not perfect,
but we do want to make sure that we're correct with our information.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing the correction. And the other one was we were talking about 1978's Grease soundtrack.
Yeah.
And Cha said, Frankie Valli makes an appearance in the movie, and I agreed with them. And I went, So not only did I agree with them.
I didn't agree with you. I think you're both morons.
Now you do. So I knew, I said, yeah. And I said, he was in the dream sequence with Dede Khan. He sang High School Dropout. Well, there's a double whammy.
Mistake number two.
So it wasn't Frankie Valli. It was Frankie Avalon. Who had a cameo in the dream sequence. And he sang Beauty School Dropout, not
correct.
High School Dropout.
Correct.
You morons.
I knew all that. I was just letting you go. I didn't want to correct you.
You're the one who freaking said it.
I was just making you feel good.
Okay, anyway, you see what I got to deal with.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are two corrections that I know of. So there you go.
All right.
Do you think anyone cares?
Well, the one guy might.
That guy might care.
He might care.
Just may be the difference between one listener and zero.
It's true.
That's right. So we don't want to give bad information.
But we're coming clean, though.
That's it. So there you go.
So it's all fixed up in the show notes.
I can sleep well tonight now.
You're going to sleep in 5 minutes. Who are you kidding?
I know. Let's go.
Jeez. Tonight.
Oh, is it past your bedtime, Cha?
No, but we're getting there.
There you go.
Okay.
So anyway, Gone Too Soon. I mean, it seemed like a fitting title. Ever talking about artists that died young. So, you said the 27 Club.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a bunch of young artists who died at the age of 27. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it just seems weird, doesn't it? And not only music artists. I mean, there's celebrities and there's a lot. 27 is a weird age, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Dangerous age, I guess.
We'll just focus on the music ones, but...
Yeah. So let's name a few. I mean, we know probably the most popular are Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Right. When you think of the 27.
And Jim Morrison.
And Jim Morrison. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Those three.
All 27.
It all happened in the early 70s, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's a shock.
Yeah, no kidding. But the first guy to die at 27 popular artist was Robert Johnson, the blues artist. He died, 1938? Was it 38?
I don't know.
I think so. I think
you brought it up.
Think it was 38.
It is 38.
Yeah, I think it was 38. So anyway, Robert Johnson, blues guy. Thanks, John, for verifying that. I feel much better
now. Confirming, even though I have no idea.
He just blurted it out just so I'd move on.
38, it sounds good.
There you go. But yeah, so the other ones were...
Actually, it was August.
Of 38.
1938.
Thanks, Cha.
August 16th.
Thank you, Oat.
Okay.
Are we done with Robert now?
Yeah, Robert.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so he was the most popular that died early. But anyway, so Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, I think we mentioned this before, like they died within a month of each other, you know, at the age of 27.
Now, did drugs have anything to do with it?
Well, Jimmy did, yeah, of course, you know. And so Janis Joplin had, you know, she was clearly, I mean, she had some alcohol issues, and I believe there was heroin involved as well. So, yeah, they had issues, you know.
Yeah, this is, like you said, that's a common theme with a lot of these rockers. I mean, very few of them are not into drugs.
It makes you wonder, do they do the drugs from a creativity standpoint? They do it to be more creative?
Fleetwood Mac did.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
Joplin's problem got worse as she got popular.
Yeah.
Well, she had more money.
Well, that's horrible. It's stupid.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, what was the name of her band?
The Janis Joplin Band.
Full Tilt Boogie.
Full Tilt Boogie?
Yeah, Full Tilt Boogie. Good. Yeah, I was playing my Pearl album this afternoon, and I looked at the back, and above the band members, it was Full Tilt Boogie. That was Full Tilt Boogie was the name of the documentary. I think it was 2017 or so. There's a documentary that came out. You should watch it on Janis Joplin. And it's called Full Tilt Boogie.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. What about good old Jimmy Morrison?
Jim Morrison. Not a huge fan. I mean, a lot of people may boo, but he was whacked.
He was a little talented center.
He's talented, but he was whacked.
Got into the old heroin.
Allegedly. A heroin overdose.
Overdose?
Overdose.
Just like
overdose.
Jim Candy.
Jim, who?
Remember last week?
Yeah, thanks Jim for bringing
Candy.
That up.
Who the hell's Jim Candy? Remember?
I couldn't piece that together. I heard you, but I thought there's something wrong with that statement.
There is something wrong with that statement. Yeah, I was getting first names wrong all over the place.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
That's okay, buddy. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, Jim Morrison. Yeah, he, what's it called? The Lizard King. The Lizard King, that was his name.
Really?
Really? Do we want to know why?
not really.
No, I don't think we want to know.
Yeah. No, no.
Okay, so, but some of these deaths have interesting backstories, which I'm sure a lot of people don't know about. We're going to cover a few of those.
Yeah, we are. We are. Are we still in the 27 Club or what?
Well, I mean, let's mention a few more.
Well, Kurt Cobain, a lot of our listeners are that guy will recognize Kurt Cobain as being a 27 member.
And what was the cause of his death?
Well, he shot himself, right?
I hate it when that
single
happens.
Gunshot to the head. Yeah, he shot himself while he was listening to who? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
R.E.M.
Oh, that's right.
That was in the cassette player. They found him 3 days later. And Amy Winehouse, there's another one that she was super talented. Amy Winehouse, she also had a substance abuse issue. She died at 27 as well.
27.
Right? Yeah. That's right.
I don't know what I found funny right there.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, that's because. Never mind.
Who else is in the 27 Club?
Well, Amy Winehouse was more than alcohol than drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Her final autopsy was alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
She had drank so much she poisoned herself.
Yeah. That's a shame. Yeah, she's great. I like Amy Winehouse. Well, love her music.
There's a lot of talented people that just, and like you were saying before, is it because they need the creativity brought on by the drugs and alcohol, or is it lack of confidence, or what is it?
Nah, you know what? If you think of all the bands out there at this time frame, you're gonna have the odd alcoholic in a band.
yeah,
right.
Well, the other member of the 27 was Brian Jones.
There's a
backstory for you.
Oh, for sure. Like Brian Jones, who
didn't
was
he get murdered?
He was
that's part of the theory. They have never proved it.
Yeah. Well, they found him drowned in his swimming pool. That's how they found him. Brian Jones was one of the founding members of the Rolling Stones.
The founding member.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but he was a gong show. That
they
guy.
Had to oh, boot. They was. Booted him out. They had. Yeah. I mean, he had arrests. And I remember the judge the one time when he was in court. He gave him a 50-pound. It was 50 pounds, he gave him a break.
Yeah.
He said, don't come back. Yeah, he said, straighten up, man. He goes, next time it's going to be more serious. Like, he gave him a break.
Yeah.
But, he couldn't get his shit together. And the Stones ultimately asked him to vamoose. They get rid of him.
Well, he was missing practices, and he was missing studio time.
He was missing life.
He was. No, he was a mess. And then the Stones decided they wanted to start touring the United States.
Yeah.
And Brian Jones couldn't get a visa.
No.
Couldn't get a visa to go to the United States because of all his arrests and drug, drug charges. And finally the Stones went to him and said, it was Mick and Keith.
And that's tough, eh?
Mick and Keith went to him and said, dude, sorry, you're done. Now, we'll leave it to you how you want to break it to the public and why you're leaving the band, but you're leaving the band.
Yeah. Well, they had to. They couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't go anywhere with them. Yeah. It's too bad. Like he founded the band and just screwed it up.
Well, part of the theory was that he had some kind of conflict with a contractor.
Yeah.
That at his place, and the contractor wanted more money after he was done. And allegedly, the contractor confessed that he actually killed Brian Jones to one of the Stones' truck drivers.
That's right.
And then later retracted it. But they did an investigation, and the police realized how terribly they botched the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of, swept things under the rug and let it go as a suicide instead of, no, we're not going to investigate a murder because there's no evidence left.
So what was the plan there? Like, okay, I need a new roof. I got an idea. Let's call the mafia.
I know.
Like, what the hell? How could you?
But he knew a guy.
Yeah, what kind of guy is he calling?
He knew a guy. Yeah.
Leave it to Cha to chime in with that stuff. Eh?
I know, but he's right, though. He's right. I mean, what contractor kills you because you owe him some more money?
Yeah. Not going to get your money now.
Mysteriously, in a pool, floating. With knife in back.
I know.
Like, there was no knife.
Could be
foul play.
Oh, jeez.
I don't get it.
Yikes.
Anyway, the founding member of the Rolling Stones totally messes up everything. And look at them now. Like, they are legends, these guys.
Still going.
Hey, so, let's move on from the 27 Club. Let's talk about, I know you wanted to talk about, who was it, Sam Cooke.
I love Sam Cooke.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sam Cooke.
All right. I'll tell you about
Sam Cooke. Is he a 27 member?
No.
He's going to say it.
No, he's not. But Sam, I was watching a documentary on Sam Cooke the other night. And Sam Cooke became really good friends with Muhammad Ali. And, I mean, they were really inseparable. I didn't realize that. And Sam Cooke shared the same religious beliefs. And, and the equal rights, and there was, the Malcolm X, they were friends with Malcolm X as well, and they...
Well, Muhammad Ali went over to Islam.
That's right, and so did Sam Cooke. Muslim, or is it? Islam. Yeah, Islamic faith, right. Yeah. Exactly, same thing. And, so what I found interesting, remember when Muhammad Ali was boxing Sonny Liston, it was a huge fight in the day, and... It was more than a boxing match, really, is what they called it, And Sam,
it was huge.
Yeah, and after they showed a clip after Muhammad Ali knocked out Liston, he called out. You could see him yelling outside the ring, "Let Sam in! Let Sam in!" Sam Cooke came up into the ring with them, and because they were good buddies, but I didn't realize they were so tight. But Sam Cooke, you know how he died? Do you remember this story? He was shot by a hotel manager. And I saw the interview with this woman. What happened was the manager said that Sam Cooke was up in this hotel room with a lady guest, let's call it, okay? He was with a woman. And the woman, while he was sleeping, robbed him of, I think, over $1,000, took money out of his wallet, whatever.
That's not a very nice guest.
So, that bitch is no good.
And then And then she left. Sam Cooke came running downstairs, half naked, and claiming that this woman had just robbed him to the hotel manager. He was like, and I guess she claimed he got very aggressive. And
she who?
The manager. The hotel manager was a woman.
Okay, you didn't say that.
It was, she was a woman. And she, to protect herself, shot him first. The first shot killed him, hit him right in the heart. Shot him in the chest twice.
What are they doing shooting a guest?
And shot him in the shoulders. Yeah, she shot him. She had a gun, yeah. So that's, now, there was a lot of theories that he was murdered. Like, that was a planned thing. And because of his activism and everything he was supporting.
You imagine the TripAdvisor review you'd get on that?
No kidding.
But seriously, that's why not and you know what? Just everyone should carry a gun. You see a guy getting all panicky in front of him, like, your first instinct is to put him down?
Well, you know what? The inquest determined it was justifiable homicide.
That's right.
Seriously? The guy was unarmed.
He was unarmed, yeah.
How is that justifiable homicide?
I mean, Sam Cooke, man. And at the time, he was huge. He was, it's just unbelievable. Oh,
I love his music.
Yeah, incredible.
That's a ridiculous story.
Yeah, that's how he died. That's how he died. Shot dead by a hotel manager. And she was never charged.
No, justifiable homicide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what possessed you to pull out the gun and shoot the guy?
That's why they thought it was a setup, and he was actually set up to be killed.
Cooke was very involved in the civil rights movement at the time.
Big time. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A change is going to come. I mean, he wrote that song. Remember that song? A change is going to come.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he wrote that song. That was really popular at the time.
Yeah, it's some big friends, though. Like you say, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, the football player.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, that was 1964 that happened.
Yeah, crazy, man. Crazy. Yeah.
At the Hacienda Motel in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. Bring a weapon. You'd be safer.
Jeez. That's
Watching her interview too on this documentary when she's telling the story about how it happened, there's no emotion, none.
Well, her name is Bertha Franklin.
Bertha Franklin.
Bertha Franklin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where are you going with that?
Well, her name was Bertha Franklin. I'm not going anywhere with it. That was her name.
She was a black woman. She was.
Was she?
Yeah. She was a black woman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Showed her on the
interview. That's why the news didn't want to touch it. It's kind of a boring story.
Oh, my God. Isn't that terrible?
What's going on? That's true.
I know.
Oh, it's true. That's Sam Cooke. Yeah, I've always been a big fan of his music.
Actually, I've noticed in the past, there's been a few tunes, and I'm not sure who is singing. And a number of times, it's been Sam Cooke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great, man. Bring It On Home to Me.
Yeah.
Love that song, too.
Now, in Bertha's... I don't want to say defense, but her story is that...
Her defense was a rifle.
No, it was a handgun, I think.
Oh, it was.
But she said that he forced his way into her office wearing only a sport jacket and one shoe.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah. Now, see? Okay, can I just...
Then he grabbed her.
Yeah.
All right, but you got somebody flailing around. Is he... You still would just want to shoot somebody? Okay, what I was going to say was, you imagine one of you guys is the manager, and some chick comes in only wearing one shoe
I'd shoot her.
One
coat. Oh, yeah, I'd shoot her.
Shoot her?
Oh, yeah, she's down.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's a little different. You're telling boys.
Okay, all right, come in. You can tell me the story. Oh, shut that door, please.
Shut the door, please. And that gunpoint, can you remove the rest of your clothing, please?
Like, but would you know what? Oh, well. We shouldn't make light of this,
No,
I guess.
We shouldn't.
No.
It's a very serious topic.
Very serious topic.
I mean, it's terrible. Although, who knows how accurate her story was.
Oh, no. The fix was in there. Something's going on.
Yeah, There's a fair bit of cheating going on.
I can't see him running through the motel completely naked except for a jacket and a shoe. Like, come on.
Something's going on.
Something's weird.
Like, either put on both shoes or just go barefoot, dude.
Like, he may have lost one in the elevator, you know?
Then just leave it behind.
No, it was a motel, so there's no elevator.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah,
it's a motel?
Yeah, motel.
Well, there's first strike.
The no-tell motel.
Just leave the shoe.
Yeah.
Right here, you jaw.
Yeah, just leave
the shoe. What's with the one shoe?
It just adds to the confusion, the frenzy. Like, oh, my God, this has one guy only has one shoe. Oh, my God, we're going to shoot him. Right?
Well, not only did she shoot him, she hit him in the head with a broom.
When?
After she shot him.
So?
Just to make sure he wasn't moving.
Just to make sure, to keep him down, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So put a bullet in his heart first, and then tap him with a broom.
Yeah, that's correct. Anyway, well, broom handle is the wooden part.
Unbelievable. All right, just move on.
That's too bad, because he's a talented guy.
Was a talented guy, yes.
Was a talented guy, and, you know, I mean, who knows actually what really happened.
Yeah.
But she wasn't charged and was determined to be justifiable homicide.
There's another guy that was shot. This has gone too soon. These artists are very young.
Marvin Gaye.
His father shot him.
Yeah, that's
well, he intervened into a domestic dispute between his mother and father.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. How old was Marvin Gaye, actually, when he died? Does anybody remember?
I don't know, but we can find out.
I'll look it up.
Right. You know what? Marvin Gaye, is he one smooth dude with his singing or what?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, he's smooth.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was
1939.
Well, he was born in 1939.
Yeah, that's what I said. He was born in 1939. Listen, for God's sake.
And he died in 1984.
On April Fool's Day.
April 1st, yeah. Okay, so how old was he? Do the math.
Well, if he was born in... look at that. He was born in April. He died the day after, or the day before his birthday.
Yeah, 45.
45.
He was, yeah, 45.
44.
Well, he would have been 45 the next
day. So he's 44 officially.
Yeah, officially.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sucks, eh? His father shot him. He was never charged.
No.
You know, it was also self-defense, apparently.
Oh, jeez.
Marvin Gaye. Like, really?
He was great.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You know, this just reminded me of something else. I don't know if he's in this list or not, but Nat King Cole. Yeah, he passed away at age 45 due to cancer. And it was in his sleep.
Yeah, he's another great singer. But, died young. 45's young.
Yeah.
Well, there's another guy, man. Can't get any smoother than that guy's voice.
Yeah. Great song. I love the... the duet that Natalie Cole did.
His daughter, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The one they did the video, and that was groundbreaking at the time, the technology.
It was amazing.
So she sang with them in the video. It looked
They did
amazing.
A good job.
Yeah.
I'll put that link in the show notes.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's really good. All right, who else you got on your list there, Quicks?
You know, there's a lot of artists that died young. One that gets forgotten, and we all know Ronnie Van Zant from Skynyrd, right?
Oh, yes.
You know,
the
plane crash.
And Gaines.
Well, that's what I want to talk about, Steve Gaines. Steve Gaines.
And his sister.
Cassie, yeah. So Steve Gaines was 28, actually, when he died. But the sad part was, like, they brought... Cassie was what was the name of the backing group? I can't remember now. I'll have to look it up. But the backing vocalist, she recommended her brother to Ronnie Van Zant and the rest of the band. You got to hear him play; he's really good. And I don't know, somebody's got a message. But anyway, they brought him the live album, One More from the Road. Remember the double live album, the Skynyrd album, One More from the Road. They brought him in after about the third show. To start with, so that was the first time they used him was on the live album, doing the live recordings. And then he was part of the Street Survivors album that was released just 2 weeks before that plane crash. But he had just joined the band, you know what I mean? And he was a big influence on this new album. And then what happens? They have a plane crash. And, you know, Van Zant, Cassie, Steve Gaines, and the pilots were killed. Isn't that terrible?
Yes, it is.
October 20th, 1977.
In the 60s and 70s, there were quite a few musicians who died in small
crazy.
Plane crashes.
Yeah, Jim Croce was another one. He was in his 30s, but still. I mean, plane crash, John Denver, plane crash.
Well, John Denver was an ultralight.
That's true. I mean, it was
his own ultralight.
Yeah. So it really
minor malfunction.
Yeah, I'd say. But yeah, plane crash is a common theme. Like, well, look at Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly was only 22 years old when he died, right? And we all know the day the music died. That was American Pie. We've talked about this in other podcasts.
Yeah.
You know,
Don McLean.
Yeah, Don McLean song, right? So Buddy Holly, 22, Richie Valens in the same plane, along with J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper.
Bopper.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, holy smokes, man. How old did we say that Richie Valens was? Remember, we had to fact check that. What was he, 16, 17? I think he was 17.
Yeah, he was just a teenager.
He was just a teenager. But there's another one gone too soon, Richie Valens and Buddy Holly.
Well, I mean, and there's so many cases of the musicians telling the pilot, you know, no, come on, let's go. We're late. We got to get there. And the pilot said, there's too much stuff on the airplane. We're overloaded.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, weight and balance is huge when it comes to flying small aircraft. You have to have the right weight and balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't, you can't take off.
That's when you go in the back, find the largest groupie you can. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're going to have to vacate the plane.
Well, that's, see, when you were bringing up the excess weight on a plane, that's, yeah. Remember, Aliyah.
The perfect example.
Yeah, Aliyah, the pop artist. I mean, she was...
The pilot tried to convince him, and it's the pilot's fault.
I mean, they were weighed down with filming equipment. They were doing a video, remember, at this remote location. They tried to tell him, and not only that, they determined later that there was cocaine and alcohol levels above the legal limit in his system, the pilot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they do any more wrong?
Yeah, no. You know, a lot of people think that the most dangerous part of flying is landing. It's not. It's the takeoff. Because you're picking up speed, you're gaining altitude, and the runway's behind you. Anything goes wrong, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you haven't got enough power to go back. You got to find somewhere to land.
Yeah.
When landing, you're reducing speed, and the runway's in front of you.
That's right.
You know, so...
Oh, it's a pilot. Can you tell?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, on big aircraft, you know how they do weight and balance?
Huh.
They do it by male, female. They take an average weight for a male, an average weight for a female. So when you register, they determine the weight on the airplane, how it's distributed based on how many men and women and where they're sitting. That's why when they give you your seat assignment, they're spreading people throughout the airplane to make sure the plane is balanced. That's why they don't want you during takeoff, please go in your assigned seat for takeoff. After you take off, you can walk around. Landing, you got to go back to your assigned seat because the plane has been calculated for weight and balance based on how many men, how many women, and where they're sitting.
I never knew that.
All right, but how does that go with Southwest? You can sit wherever the hell you want.
Well, how many crashes have they had?
Qantas.
Oh, right?
Qantas. Zero.
Zero.
Right?
Qantas has zero.
Right?
And Rain Man.
Everybody Qantas. Wants to sit up front. They can sit where you want in Southwest.
You can't. I mean, if I'm the pilot, I'm saying no. I mean, you got to do a weight and balance check before I take off. It also depends on how big the airplane is and how many people are on board. If it's a full airplane, then it doesn't really matter, right? If it's half full, you got to make sure the people are all sitting up front.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a problem.
This is a bit off topic, but I'm just going to throw one more thing in there.
Before you do, I just want to say, we just talked about Aliyah. We didn't say how old she was. She was only 22, just for the record. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways. Joking. No, I was on a flight once. There had to be maybe 8 people. And okay. we got up to 10,000 feet probably in 4 seconds. I'm not joking. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He just ripped off that runway.
What is it, Harrier jet? What was it?
No, it's just freaking Southwest.
Well, and then there's only a few people on the airplane that makes less difference, right? But...
I'm just saying how quick he took, like, lift, how quick he got in the air. It was amazing. All right, we're back from a major editing process.
Not because of myself or Chai.
Oh, God, no.
It was Oat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If this room caught on fire, Oat wouldn't pause the podcast. He'd want to capture the action. But, he made an error? Oh, shit, let's go back.
I asked a question. And you didn't have the answer. You didn't know.
Yeah. Right,
you don't know.
Yeah. No, you gave an answer and Queeks corrected you.
Okay, so
okay.
It was
stating you were horribly wrong. So let's continue.
Are you done, John?
Yeah, I'm done.
Are you done now?
I think he's down. No, he's down.
It's just funny. When Oat makes a mistake, it's got to be edited out.
Well, he is in charge of the controls. So
yeah.
I mean, he can do whatever the hell he wants, I guess.
Boom, bitch.
That's right. That's it.
So is Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton, yeah.
Who? What happened to her?
Well, she died of cancer, right?
I'm asking you.
Well, you just threw it out there.
Goes another edit.
She died of cancer. But what the interesting part is who her real life daughter is,
right?
And you were saying before,
Chick for Saturday Night Live, or Saturday Night?
Maya Rudolph. Yeah,
From Bridesmaids.
You know, from Bridesmaids. Serenade. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's her real life daughter.
Well, but, Minnie Riperton is known for that.
The one note wonder.
You know, ultra high note in Loving You.
Loving You.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Can you?
Hold on, let me squeeze him a little tighter. Are you kidding me? That's the wickedest high note. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And she does it about four times in the song, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, is right.
You know, but isn't singing supposed to be pleasurable? Do you find that pleasurable?
I find it very interesting. Matter of fact, when that song comes on, that's why I listen to it. I want to hear that note. So yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
here comes the note.
It's high.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, and there's only one person who's come close to that note. And it is, guess?
Mariah Carey.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Mariah Carey, don't you?
I do. My favorite Christmas song is by her.
All I want for Christmas are my two front teeth.
Yeah, well, you're close.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Right. Yeah. It's a great song. Great beat.
Yeah, I know.
She's got some great songs. No, not as a person. I could care less.
Easy.
She's a little bit crazy.
Easy.
I love that. I love that story Jim Jeffries tells about Mariah Carey throwing the birthday party for her Australian billionaire boyfriend at the time, and she hires Jim Jeffries to come in to perform. And Jim Jeffries tells the whole story about what happened at that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. If you're listening to Jim Jeffries,
the odd time, not.
Oh, he is so freaking funny.
Oh man.
Anyway. But we digress.
I'm going to fucking punch you right in the face. I hate that.
I know you do. That's why I say it.
I know you do.
All right.
So Minnie Riperton, yeah, it was breast cancer. That's what she died of.
Okay.
She underwent a mastectomy, but the cancer had already spread to her lymphatic system, and she died. She succumbed to the cancer.
That's sad. Yeah,
and how old was she, did you say?
Well, she was 22, I believe.
22?
21. No.
No.
31, sorry, 31.
Yeah, she was older than that.
31 years old.
Right, yeah. 31. Okay.
Sorry. I was doing the math real quick.
See, we didn't edit that out, did we?
No, absolutely.
No. Well, I can go back and edit it if you want.
No, no, it's okay. Let's leave Queeks, make him look stupid. Let's leave it in.
I'm okay with that, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Riperton. Yep, there you go.
Okay. Who else we got?
Well, there's so many. How about Duane Allman? Allman Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that sucked. He drove his motorcycle head-on into a truck at high speed.
Hey, you shouldn't do that.
No, it didn't work out well for him. But he was like, what, 24? Well,
it must have been on a curve, and he couldn't handle the curve.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was 24, I believe. He's right here. He died in 1971. He was born in 1946. So
wow.
It was 24. He was not quite. Yeah, he died in October, a month before his 25th birthday. So 24. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, the Allman Brothers, great stuff. Southern rock. But there's that. There's we've talked about Mark Bolan in the past. Remember Mark Bolan of T-Rex?
Yep.
Yeah, he's another one. I think Mark Bolan, he was only 29 when he died. A lot of these guys are like, you know, before 30 years old, eh? It's crazy. Yeah.
Now, there's a guy who lived quite a while and was pretty popular.
Who?
Elvis.
Elvis, yeah. Another 1977 death.
1977, yeah. I remember.
August, yeah. Yeah, 42 years old.
42.
Same age as his mother. His mother died at 42 as well. Isn't that crazy?
And all the theories and thing about Elvis is still alive. You know, all the different little things that they
Said the same thing about Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't dead.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do like Michael Jackson's movie, music, but after watching that documentary,
what was the name of it?
Leaving Neverland.
Oh, yeah.
And, who knows, right? I mean, these two guys, who knows if it's true or not? I don't know.
The only people know it's true if people are involved.
I don't know. I guess that is some pretty serious stuff, I guess, allegations. But at the same time, I don't want to know these bands or members. I don't want to know the personal life.
Just
No, I mean, the music's great.
Yeah, that Michael Jackson, like...
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song? I know mine.
Really?
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
One of my favorites is Dirty Diana. I love Dirty Diana. Mm. I love that song.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mine's Man in the Mirror.
That's a great song. Yeah, good song. Yeah.
Did you watch This Is It, the movie he made?
Well, while he finished, he died during the making of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk about a perfectionist.
Yeah, I watched the concert where he did the moonwalk for the first time. It was on YouTube.
Yeah, super talented.
People freaked out.
So. I could do the moonwalk.
Yeah?
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to do it now?
No. But I can do it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, after the podcast, you're going to have to give us a demonstration.
All right, just videotape my feet going. You can put it on the show notes.
All right, can you do the white glove and the woohoo?
No.
And grab your crotch.
Yeah, I could do that.
No, I mean while you're moonwalking.
Oh, no.
You're doing it right now. Stop it. Put both hands on the table.
Yeah, where we can see them.
Yeah. So Michael Jackson. There you go. You know what? Whenever I think of the day he died, I remember Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett died same day.
And she got no coverage.
Right?
I know.
It was all about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And
she died of like breast cancer, right?
Ultimately. You know what? I bought on eBay. Did I tell you that? I showed you the poster, the 1977 poster, Farrah Fawcett.
The classic poster
that everybody had on the back of their bedroom door.
You had one.
I did have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It got soiled. Then I had to get rid of it.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow, I don't want to know. Nasty. I don't want to know how it got soiled.
Nasty.
I puked on it. Oh, that was Mickey Mouse.
No, that was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it was Mickey Mouse. I puked on. Yeah. But no, I bought that poster online. I got a pretty good deal on it. So I'm going to get it framed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good shape?
Yeah, it's an original. It's not a print. It's original from, it's in really good shape.
Oh,
really
nice. Shape,
that's classic.
Oh, absolutely, man.
That one and Rita Hayworth's picture back in the 1940s.
Oh, Rita Hayworth, yeah. Rita Hayworth in the Shawshank Redemption, the poster they had up in the jail cell.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, and that's another thing from the last episode. I went back and checked the episode after Cha accused me of saying anyways. I did not.
The only time you're allowed to say anyways is when you're talking about our mission statement.
Who gives a fuck? Nobody's listening to us anyways.
That's correct.
That's right.
I'll catch them.
You won't catch me.
I find myself starting to say anyway about maybe half the amount of times now.
That's good, buddy. So it's working. You just be comfortable and be you.
Yeah. Really?
Bonehead. No, I'm kidding. No, when you say it, I let it go now. It's just you, buddy. Yeah. It's all good. Mm. It sounds good coming from you.
Anyways. Okay, a couple other ones we have to mention, like Karen Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter, the poster child for
anorexia.
Anorexia. Dyslexia.
Not dyslexia. Remember that? Yeah, I do.
Anorexia. That's
anorexia.
Right.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that get edited out?
No, but we brought it up time and time again.
It got edited out.
It did at the time.
But now it's back
in. Yeah, but I'm better now. I don't give a shit.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
That a boy. Well,
you threatened to rage quit if we left it in.
Oh, I would have quit the whole podcast. I would never have come back again if you left that in.
Because you said she died of
dyslexia. And you said...
I said, what, she couldn't read the medicine bottle?
That's right. What are you going to do? Slip of the tongue. What are you going to do?
And then he started packing up his stuff.
Oh, I was ready to go. I'm done. I'm out. He's sound like a freaking blabbering moron like Cha. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Then I, all my things are left in.
Sorry, well, you had color commentary.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Karen Carpenter. Unbelievable. You know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Don't say it. I didn't say inconceivable.
No. No, I know.
I know.
No, I was going to say it.
Anyway, I'll lead you in later.
Okay.
Yeah, but Karen Carpenter, how old was she when she died? Does anybody know?
I do not know.
32. That's right, Josh. She was 32. She died in 1983. Yeah. She died at her parents' house of a heart failure is what happened.
Because of the anorexia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Because of that?
Yeah. Well, the organs shut down.
She was like a skeleton when she died.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm. No, it's a nasty disease.
And quite frankly, before she died, a lot of people didn't know a lot about that disease, anorexia. They just didn't know.
No, it's true.
And now, she started something.
Yeah.
Now, Well, anyway, yes, sad.
Now, another very talented guy that went too soon, Prince.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that I was so bummed out when I heard that, you know.
Well, you were talking about a little bit ago, you were talking about the tribute concert for George Harrison.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen that, you got to put a link to that. There was a tribute concert for George Harrison. And one of the highlights was While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And there was Jeff Lynne, I think it was Tom Petty, Eric Clapton. There's all kinds of popular guitarists that were on stage. George Harrison's son, which looks uncannily like George Harrison. It's crazy. Just like Julian Lennon looks like John Lennon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You guys see George Harrison's son. It looks just like him. It's like he was cloned. But anyway, Prince breaks into this solo and everybody just looks at him like, holy crap, this guy's killing it, right? It's everybody talks about it. Anybody who's ever seen that video, just talk about how great Prince was in that. He's a really good guitar player.
Well, there's a
good guitar player.
There's a connection with Prince in Niagara Falls.
Well, Vanity.
Vanity.
Yeah, Vanity.
From Vanity 6.
Yeah, yeah.
Denise Matthews is from Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
We went to high school with her.
Yeah, yeah. She went to Stanford?
I think it was Stanford.
I think it was Stanford.
Yeah, same time period.
Yeah.
But they were together.
Yeah.
And even in the movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember who's the person that plays Vanity.
Plays Vanity? The girl, the lead, was Apollonia.
Apollonia.
That's who was in the movie Purple Rain.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be representing Vanity, right?
Yeah, probably, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know I brought this up in a past podcast. I'm just going to just slip it in again really quick.
Okay.
But I ripped Prince's theater ticket when I was an usher.
I remember you told me that.
Oh, yeah.
He was with Sheila E. in two big 400-pound black guys.
Well,
I bet.
And I bet they looked a lot bigger next to Prince because Prince was what, like 4'3"?
Dude, I know. It's true.
Yeah,
him and Sheila E., they were so short.
That's awesome that you actually, that's a good
story.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Good story. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best when the manager came in, I went through this, but when one of the bouncers came in, Prince wants to come in and see a movie tonight. We need some clearance. Is that okay? And the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Prince of what?
Was that Dave?
Yeah, Dave. He said it right to him, right? Dave. Oh, my gosh, dude.
The Prince of what?
The rock star.
The Prince of what?
Like the Prince of Sheba? What's he talking about?
I think that's Queen Sheba. But anyway.
And then the big guy looks at me. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I'll explain.
I'll take care of him. Don't worry.
Oh, that's cool. Funny.
Yep.
Yeah. The Prince of what?
Wow. Anyway,
all right. Okay.
Here's an old time artist jumping, Patsy Cline.
Oh, Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline. She died. She was what? 30 years old.
That was a plane crash.
Plane crash. Yeah. If you've ever seen the movie,
they gotta hire some better pilots.
Dude, 1980 movie, Coal Miner's Daughter.
It's either drugs or plane crash.
She was good friends with Loretta Lynn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they gotta hire better pilots. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, or build better planes.
Or have better planes, yeah.
I don't know which one it was, but...
Yeah, Patsy Cline. What's some of her songs?
Just to remind. I Fall to Pieces. She did... she's got all kinds of... You put me on the spot here. Patsy Cline. I just bought her vinyl at a thrift store.
Oh, did you?
The Best of Patsy Cline. Yeah, it's actually really good.
Hmm.
It's really good. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, I'll put some in the show notes.
Yeah, Patsy Cline, baby.
Yeah. Didn't she sing Crazy?
I believe it was her.
That is Patsy Cline.
Yeah, Patsy Cline.
Yeah. Boom, why not? Knock one off.
Way to go, Chuck.
Boom, baby, boom. Boom.
Hmm. Yeah, you get her songs mixed up with Brenda Lee's songs.
Yeah, me too.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Right? Sorry. I'm sorry. That's Brenda Lee.
Or Who's Sorry Now? There's two different shows, two different songs.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting all of our, right, everybody's going, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, 1950s.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, so what else we got?
Oh, man. How about John Bonham? How about John Lennon?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, gone too soon? Yes, definitely gone too soon. They weren't, you know.
When I think of John Lennon, just think of all the songs we're never going to hear.
I know. I know.
Whereas Paul McCartney went on to write, you know, tons more songs that we got to enjoy through Wings and his, you know, his long career, and he's still writing songs. But think of all the John Lennon songs we never got to hear.
Yeah, I know. He was, what, 40? I think he was 40 when he died in 1980. Never forget it.
Outside the Dakota New York City.
Mark David Chapman.
His songs were getting so political, though. They were getting so political.
He was very political.
Oh, man. Hey, do you imagine how much material he would have if he was around today?
Oh, man.
Imagine the material.
That's what I mean. All the songs we're never going to hear.
Yeah. You know, they're coming out with, I think it's Peter Jackson, you know, Lord of the Rings director.
Yeah.
He's doing a movie on the Beatles. All this footage that's never been seen before.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be coming out. It's supposed to be coming out this year. But they showed, you can look for it on YouTube. There's a preview.
I'll put a link.
Is it a documentary?
It's a documentary style. Okay.
Yeah, I'll put a link in there.
But it's actual footage. And you got to see how, I mean, it was fun to see how playful the Beatles were in the recording sessions and that, how much fun they had together when they were, you know, getting along, right?
And then Yoko came.
Well, everybody blames Yoko. I'm not so sure that was the case.
Well, John got a little bit weird about, Yoko's part of the band now. And they said, wait a minute.
Well, John.
Did you hear Yoko try to sing in that one?
Don't worry, can't, Yoko.
Dude, what the hell was that? And then who was on stage with them singing? Somebody was on stage and they look like, really? Are you going to shut this woman up? No? Okay, let's keep going.
Well, she's an artist, not a singer.
Well, you know.
An artist.
Yeah, that's what she hangs her hat on.
Yeah.
She's an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at me like, really?
Yeah, and I put out my fire last night in the backyard. Does that make me a fireman? I'll hang my hat on that. I'm a fireman.
All right.
You know John's middle name, he changed legally to Ono?
No.
His legal middle name is, if you Wikipedia John Lennon right now, you'll see his middle name is Ono. That's what he changed it to.
He did that before he died?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he did it after.
I'm thinking somebody did it for him.
No.
Is it John Ono or John Oh No?
We're having a lot of fun with this.
Wow. Yoko, I apologize profusely for the behavior of my cohorts here.
Wow. Hey, you know, God bless Yoko, whatever. But
here he goes again.
She wasn't.
There he goes.
Yeah. She
God bless him.
There he is. Whatever.
There it is. One and all.
It takes a high road. God bless it. You know, we're like, she's a fucking idiot.
I don't know her personally. I can't make that judgment.
Silence.
We're the fan base. We can think and say anything we want.
All right.
Right?
That guy would agree with us that's listening.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think you're full of crap, but anyway.
There you go.
The mood is changing, you find?
So do we have, there's tons more we could mention.
John Bonham. Yeah, so here's an example of somebody that was just self-destructive. I mean, considered one of the best drummers ever. He's definitely up there in my top three drummers of all time. No question about it. But he had a severe alcohol issue, you know? I mean, the day that he died, he died on September 25th, 1980. And that's funny because, not funny, but odd, we lost Bonham in September, and then we lost John Lennon in December. Wow. You know, two really icons, right?
Yeah.
But that morning, he was drinking four quadruple vodkas for breakfast. I mean, that's how he woke up, you know, drinking. And that was the day that he died. Before he asphyxiated on his own vomit. In his sleep that night.
What's the motivation?
So he was drunk. Drunk the whole day, and then he died in his sleep.
You're asking for trouble, man.
Oh, that's terrible. But I mean, that's not how you want to remember John Bonham. John Bonham's his drumming is just incredible. You know.
Yeah, and you know what? I remember having a conversation years and years ago with somebody. He was a Zeppelin freak. I was a Rush freak, and he was saying, "Oh, Bonham's just as good as Pert." Now, to this day, I don't think that's true. But
different styles.
But though. you know what? The more I listen to Zeppelin, the more I concentrate on the different instruments. I'm listening to the you know,
listen
what?
Listen to Black Dog.
He can play the freaking Skins.
It's a different style.
It Pert is a different
was more
style.
Progressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's a different. Yeah, I mean, different music. Different.
Do
style.
I think Pert had more talent? I think he did. I think Pert
agreed.
Yeah, I think he had more talent.
Yeah.
But as far as the feel for the drums, though, Bonham, I don't know why I keep going back to Black Dog. When I hear Black Dog, just listen to the drumming in that. It's a little bit offbeat. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a great drummer. He just has a good feel for the drums. But yeah.
How old was he when he died?
Well, he was born in 1948. He died in 1980. That would have made him 32.
Wow.
32, another 32. A lot of young, these guys died young, man.
Now, I know we're getting to the end of the podcast, but we talked about Neil. Neil just passed away as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, mind you, I mean,
he lived a longer life than a lot of people we're talking about, but it was still premature because.
Well, they were still playing.
They were still playing, right. And he was taken by brain cancer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's still taken before he should have went.
Right.
Yeah. And 33. Here's another one. 31 years old. There we go. Jeff Buckley. Remember we talked about Jeff Buckley?
Hallelujah.
Hell yeah. He was. What a sad thing. He went swimming fully clothed. And the reason it made me think of Jeff Buckley is because he was singing a Zeppelin song. He was singing A Whole Lot of Love when he went in swimming. And his friend looked away for a second, and they looked back, and he was gone. It was a boat had gone by, so it was a little bit of a wake and a little bit of an undertow, I guess. And he was fully clothed, and just dragged him under. Never came up. They found him later. Yeah, but he was singing A Whole Lot of Love. That's a song he was singing.
Well, there's another guy who died out swimming. Was Dennis Wilson.
Yeah, that was weird, as a matter of fact. Do you know how he died? I know he drowned.
He drowned, yeah.
But he was diving, looking for the ring of his ex-wife. He had thrown the ring off the boat into the water, and he was all bombed and drunk one night, and I guess he was feeling guilty about the ring, so he dove in to try to find the ring, and he drowned.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I should remind everybody
Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to remind everybody that you can go on to our show notes, and there's links to Spotify playlists, so you can listen to a lot of the songs that Cha's going to put together, a playlist for this episode. So you
should
can go,
be a good one.
Yeah, you can go there and click through to our Jabber Guys playlist for this episode and listen to all the songs and artists that we've talked about.
You know what we should do?
What's that, Cha?
We were supposed to bring, we got to bring the Giz back, and you know what? We got to get him talking about Rush.
You know what? I think I'll give him a shout, but I think we should do a dedicated episode just on Rush.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. And there's so much to talk about there.
See if he can bring some more moose meat while he's coming.
Yeah.
I'm joking. He doesn't have to, but well, maybe if he has it.
Yeah. Giz is all about the food.
Oh, I know he is.
The food and the drink. I mean, you got to have some food and drink to have some fun along with what you're doing, and Giz is always right there.
Yes.
All right. I'll give him a call.
Okay. You know, we could, you know, could we do another, continue this topic on another show?
Yeah, let's wait a little while so we're not talking about death all the time, but I mean.
I know, but there's so many more that I wanted to mention.
Yeah, no, we've only touched the surface, but there's so many artists that have died young.
Yeah.
But I'm with Cha. Let's do something a little more upbeat in the next couple episodes and we'll, because we still have to do the guest of 70s band and so there's a lot we have in the queue here, so. We'll put that in the queue. Sound good?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So check out the show notes.
Yep.
And
in the playlist.
In the playlist.
And we'll have some trivia on our website as well.
Yeah, go to the website. There's trivia on there. Mm-hmm. But I think with that, we're going to wrap up this episode of Inside Rock, Gone Too Soon, with Oat,
Queeks,
and Ja,
the Jabber Guys.
Don't forget to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcasts, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.